This program is made possible by the partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.
If you truly go back to the Word and to Jesus, you'll discover He actually never let you down.
Yeah.
It's maybe the system or people let you down. And so sometimes if the house of cards falls, there's actually a good side to that because it'll lead you to the real Jesus.
I do what I do because I've seen God's power transform my own life, and He will do it for you. The key to everything is found in God's Word. I'm Joyce Meyer, and I believe that God can heal you everywhere you hurt.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us today on Enjoying Everyday Life. Do you ever wonder if it's okay to bring your doubts and your questions to God? We all struggle keeping our faith strong in the midst of hard times or tragedy or really any situation that we just don't understand. So the question is God big enough to handle our doubts? That's the topic we're discussing here today from Joyce's Talk It Out podcast. Joyce shares her heart on this matter so good, along with our special guest, Christine Kane, and of course, Aaron Cluley and me. Chris Kane is also one of our guests at next month's Women's Conference in Tampa, Florida. Now, the conference is sold out, but you can still join us online. You can register at joycemeyer.org/lovelife. Now, I hope you're encouraged by our conversation on questions, doubts, and answers about faith. I'm so glad everyone's here with us because I know this is something that all of us at one time or another in our life deal with, and that is just questions about our faith.
Yeah.
It's those big questions that might come up at certain times in your life, and especially if you've either not been raised in the faith, and so really have no idea what God is. And so we get to crisis points or we get to need points in our life, and we start asking those questions, you know, where's my fulfillment? Where's what I need in life? The other side, you can flip that coin, and it's those of us who have been raised in the church.
Yeah.
And kind of could be caught in our parents' faith and not understanding why we have our own. Mm-hmm. And so then asking those questions, God, you know, I need to know for me who you are.
Right.
So we're talking about, is it okay, first of all, to ask the big questions? Mm-hmm. Is God big enough to handle?
I think it's healthy. I think it's very healthy. I remember one of my daughters going through that, and she said, I have to find out if I believe what I believe because I believe it, or if I just believe it because you taught it to me.
Mm-hmm.
All my life. And I think everybody needs their own faith. You know, you can't make it on grandma's faith or mama's faith, because if that's all you have, when you have a crisis in your life, you will fall apart.
Totally.
Was she nervous to tell you that? Because I just wonder if your mom, her profession is to—
No, because we were kind of going through something anyway. There was something that happened, I forget.
Sure.
She just didn't agree with it. And,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of provoked her then to have to find out what she really believed. And it was a healthy thing for her. And I think that everybody needs, you need to know.
Totally. I'm just thinking with my younger, she's about to go to college. And the particular college she wants to go to, it's a very, very good school, but it also is a very kind of liberal school. Mm-hmm. And so, and I said to her, I'm with you, Soph, but, you know, I said, I have to tell you, I've got great concerns because, you know, inherent in the school system in this are values that are very contrary to everything we've raised you. She goes, Mum, you know, I've grown up in this house and I have my faith. And if my faith cannot withstand the sort of, you know, secular mm-hmm. ideology, she goes, well, then is it really true anyway? And I said, you know what? I go, so that's fine, because I've given, the Bible tells me to train you up in the way you should go. So I've done that.
Yeah.
And I said, and God is not nervous. He's not like about to fall off his throne, wondering whether he's going to pass the test of truth.
Yeah, right.
So I go, I am so confident in God and His Word, right, and His truth, that you can ask Him anything you want, and you're, right, you're about to be exposed to a lot of contrary thinking to biblical thinking. Right. I said, but you're going to find that, you know, mm-hmm, God's always prevailed through all of that. Mm-hmm. But let me just say, having said that, my prayer life has also gone to another level.
Yes.
Yeah. I think when people are searching to know what they believe, just thinking about your daughter, she's going to have a lot of stuff thrown at her head, mm-hmm, that may make sense to her head, that doesn't agree with the Bible, but it makes sense in her head. Mm-hmm. And I just want to caution people to always go back to what is really in my heart.
Yeah. Beautiful.
You know, what's...
Yeah.
Because, you know, the Bible says that the mind of the flesh, in Romans 8:6, it says the mind of the flesh, in the Amplified Bible, is sense and reason without the Holy Spirit.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
I love that.
That's mm-hmm beautiful.
But the mind of the Spirit is life and soul peace, mm, both now and forever. So
yeah,
does what you believe give you peace? You know, or is it just a bunch of sense and reason,
yeah, right,
without the Holy Spirit
involved? I think
involved
that's in? So important, yeah, because there is that aspect where, like, I like to make things be logical, mm-hmm, and make sense. And that's not really, you think about it, that's not even the way the world works. It is
right,
not a logical place,
exactly,
that we live in,
exactly,
right now. So what is my heart saying? And
right,
building, not taking your brain out of it. Of course, God wants us to think, but building our faith on what we know deep,
yeah,
down,
right,
right here, and not building it on history of,
yeah,
what somebody else has,
right,
told us, or even emotion of, if I don't feel it right now, does it not count?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the big questions here is the doubt that comes up when, yeah, something doesn't go the way that we think it should. So we're going to begin with Joyce teaching a little bit, answering that question of doubt. And what do we do with that doubt? And is it okay to ask the questions? And then we'll be back with more.
I think a lot of times, even when it comes to trusting God, we may feel upset and anxious and worries attacking our mind, but if you really ask yourself, okay, now what do I really believe? Do I really believe that God is going to leave me stranded in this situation and that He's not going to come through for me? What do I really believe? And the bottom line is if you've had any experience with God at all, you'll have to say, He'll come through. God will come through. So in teaching you how to deal with doubt, I want to just make sure that it's clear up front that I'm not telling you that you're never going to have doubts. Matter of fact, I think it's better to just be honest with God about them. I like the guy whose son was demon-possessed, and he went to Jesus, and Jesus said, all things are possible if you believe. And he said, well, I believe, Lord, but help my unbelief. You know, he still got his miracle. I think sometimes we get less from God when we try to pretend the phony faith that we don't have instead of just being honest with God. Because you know what I found out about Jesus? He loves us enough that He will meet us where we're at. He doesn't make us come to Him. He will meet us where we're at. Think about Thomas. Well, I'm just not going to believe. If I don't see the scars in your hands, in your side, I just cannot believe. And what did Jesus do? He showed them to him. He came and he met Thomas where he was at, and he said, now, more blessed are those who believe and have not seen, but you needed to see, so I've shown you. And you know what? Thomas went on to become a great evangelist in the nation of India. So just because you don't have 100% perfect faith, that doesn't mean that God won't use you, and it doesn't mean that He won't meet you where you're at. Because I'll tell you what happens, the more experience that we have with God, the stronger our faith gets. It's much harder for a baby believer to get through real difficult times than it is for somebody who has had a lot of experience with God, because you've seen God work time and time and time and time again. And that's why even like the psalmist David, when he was going through rough times, he would purposely remember the other things that God had done that brought him through. So I want to make sure you're with me. Do you understand what I mean when I'm saying that we can live on the surface where all this stuff is going on, or we can go deeper And we can say, now, what is really in my heart? Because I'll tell you the truth, all this word stuff that you get, you may not remember it in your brain, but it's doing you a lot more good than what you think it is. And it's in there, and it's food for your spirit, and it's keeping you stronger than you think that you are. But if we're going to continue to just believe what our brain says and what we feel like all the time and all the lies of Satan, then we're just going to give up and quit. I had a rough situation, something going on the last couple of weeks, and here I'm getting ready to come and teach on trust in God, and I felt like I didn't have a thimble full of faith. I kind of felt like, well, it's going to be really good for me to get up and try to tell everybody else to trust God all the time when I feel like I'm going to fall apart over this simple thing that I'm going through. And you know, God revealed to me later that he let me go through that on purpose because he didn't want me to get up here and just act like, well, it's just simple to have faith and just trust God and no matter what, just believe God. I want you to know that I know what it's like. I know what you're going through if you've got serious problems in your life, and we're telling you in church all the time, well, trust God. It's much easier for us to stand up here and tell you to do it than it is for you to do it when your faith is being tested. But our faith will always be tested from time to time. How many of you found that out? Your faith is always going to be tested from time to time.
I love that you said that. Mm-hmm. I love so much that you can stand on a platform as a preacher of the Word of God and say, I had a thimble full of faith because you were going through a hard time and you're just being transparent and being real. So being able to tell people, you know, we all face this sometimes. Was that hard for you to do or how did that go?
Well, I don't really have too much trouble.
I knew when I asked, but
I mean, I think it's a gift from God, but I really don't have any trouble letting people into my life. I think that we have to be real with people. Mm-hmm. I don't have to pretend like I have perfect faith.
But a lot of Christians do.
Yeah, a lot of them do. And that's, I don't think God likes it either. I think he wants us to be real.
I remember being your daughter's age going into college and thinking, I have to explore all the options because I am a college student and that's what you do. So I remember thinking through things
logically.
There goes
Chris's prayer life amped up some more.
It's going to get good in just a second. I'll take a turn. It'll make you feel better. So I remember questioning things just because that's what you're supposed to do. And as I started questioning things, then I really started questioning things and thinking, what are these things that I believed and they're not lining up with what I'm seeing? And then I don't feel like I had anybody say, that's okay. It's okay for you to ask those questions. Just bring them to God and let him help you navigate it. And that was such a journey to learn. It was okay that I had those things. It didn't make me less than. I didn't lose my faith because I asked. What? I don't understand this, God. These don't reconcile in my brain. But to learn that it's okay was a game changer in my relationship with God.
Hmm. I think because I'm similar, only it wasn't just when I was in college. It's like all the time. I'm just a questioner. And I think God's made me that way.
Yeah.
And it's drawn me closer to him along the way. But it's also given me those times where I didn't have as much faith. And so those scriptures with Thomas, that Jesus would do that for him. Mm-hmm. Just say, here, come and look.
Yeah.
Come in here, close to me where you can see and look.
Yeah.
Those were the things that have kept me steady through those questions because it was just like God saying, you know, I get it. And that's why I've prepared a way for people like you too.
Yeah, right. Hello.
So there are so many of us. And other people, I love that steadfast, simple faith. I respect that in people so much, but everyone is different. Absolutely. And what I love is that God has a path for all of us.
Totally. And I think that, you know, the younger generation, I mean, people are asking questions. Mm-hmm. And I think we have to, my faith, it's not even so much anymore in how much I know. My confidence is in who God is. Mm-hmm. So even then with my kids, it's like, you know what? Mm-hmm. Go and check it out because God is good. And if you are sincere, in your quest and having your questions answered, then God will reveal it to you in a way that is right. I think some of what we're seeing in society and perhaps particularly the millennial generation, you know, there's a lot of that generation that was initially told, just take everything at face value. And, yeah. you know, we're going to teach you a whole bunch of stuff and this is it. And what happened was some of the stuff that was taught was not really Jesus and the Bible. It was more Christian culture or, you know, like all purity culture or someone's opinion of maybe how marriage and family, but it wasn't necessarily biblical. And so all of a sudden, some of that stuff, when it's tested, well, it falls apart. We're living in a different time, in a different age, or maybe even the people that taught it to them, their lives fell apart. Right. And so now yeah. they're like, hang on yeah. a minute, nothing was true because yeah, right. that person that told me this wasn't even living it. And I get all that. Yeah. You know, I really get why someone would think like that. So again, then I'm going, if you truly are seeking, it's good to ask the question and go, okay, what did I believe that was just kind of Christian culture, mm-hmm. that where did I maybe put too much emphasis on a person and not on the word? Because I still think if you truly go back to mm-hmm. the word and to Jesus, you'll discover he actually never let you down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's maybe the system or people let you down. And so sometimes if the house of cards falls, there's actually a good side to that because it'll lead you to the real Jesus, right. I think.
I'm in that age group. Right. I think I am a millennial. Yes, I am. Yeah. That is me. Thank you. Let me count for a second. And so I have seen that play out. And right. I grew up in Christian culture where I grew up in a really great church, but I see looking back so many things that I thought were God
yeah.
were not God. It was what people made the church out to be.
Yeah.
And so having to relearn that, but it has done what you said. It's pushed me to Jesus and see those. I let people get in the way. People let yeah. people get in the way of who God really is. And I think totally. That's a totally different shift in how you think about it.
Yeah.
How do you take that then? Because there are so many people who have had exactly what you guys yeah. are talking about, been disappointed by people, been disappointed by the church, been disappointed yeah. by what they think God should have done. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where do you take those questions and what do you encourage people to do with them?
Yeah, I think that's so important. And right now on the earth, this is a huge question in the church. And I think I'm so grateful people are listening to this podcast because I want someone hearing this to go, number one, it is okay to question. And, mm-hmm. You know, and I'm going to tell you two things. One thing, of course, is to go to God. I mean, the Bible is full. Psalms, I say this, I love the Psalms because you've got David or whoever's writing a psalm. David's being chased by Saul and all, you know, his enemies, and they're throwing spears at him and he's hiding in caves. And he has this moment, you know, where he cries out in the psalm and he gives you language for it. It's like, yeah. God, this is not fair. And why do they hate me? And I never did anything. And, you know, why are my enemies prospering? And why are the unrighteous?
Yeah.
And I'm here in a cave and life sucks. And
all the big questions.
All of it. Yeah. And then, by the way, I'd love you, Lord. And I trust right. you, Lord. Yeah. I have had seasons in my, it's like God actually gives us language in the Psalms to yeah. actually, there's a whole book called Lamentations. You know, I think sometimes when you come from our side of the church, we think, oh, it's bad to question or doubt or pour out your heart to God and say, it really is disappointing to me mm-hmm. that I prayed for that person and they didn't get healed. Or yeah. it's disappointing to me that that leader fell and I trusted them. Or it's so disappointing to me that I felt that, you know, if I sort of did everything purity culture told me that my marriage would be perfect and now my spouse has had an affair and walked out. I mean, what I want to say to people is you don't have to squash that down and pretend it didn't happen and it's not real and listen to some legalistic Pharisee that would tell you that it's sin. That's just wrong. And I think that has caused more people to walk out than anything else. So you go to God, number one, and you can vent as much as you want. Like, it is not going to freak God out. And he knows, I've learned this in my own life, he knows what's in my heart anyway. So really, I can say it. But also who you go to is very important mm-hmm. in terms of people. Yeah. Because right now, if you want someone to wallow in that pit with you, you're going to find them.
Mm.
There's plenty of podcasts. There's plenty of stuff out there where people are going to take you down that track. And be very careful that what starts as a legitimate question doesn't open a door to the enemy to take you off track. Mm-hmm. And right. I think we're seeing a lot of that at the moment.
Yeah. I always go back to the more experience you have with God,
yeah,
the stronger your faith gets.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I came to a point a few years ago, and this is a little bit different than what we've been talking about, but I think everybody will get here. I came to a point where I just have decided I'm going to believe. And I don't care if I don't understand it. I don't care if I don't feel it. You know, like I've been in a season right now in my life where it's been a long time since I have like heard something really special or specific from God, or had what I would call a visitation from God, like a, you know, like real feeling God. I know a lot of people call that a dry season. I don't call it that, but God does sometimes hide himself. And anybody listening, I will just tell you, if you are going to go by how you feel as to whether or not you believe God, you are going to be out before you ever get started.
Yeah.
Because you can't, you know, like if I went by what I felt like, sometimes I might say, well, you know, where are you? Are you even here? But I go back to, there's something deep inside me from the years of experience with God that I know that he's here and I know that he loves me. And I trust him enough that if he's being quiet right now, he must have a reason. And when he wants to say something to me, he will.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people go way too much on their feelings. And, you know, somebody somewhere along, we were talking about this program, somebody said something about some people are saying, well, does faith really work because I trusted God for this and it didn't happen. But the first thing that came up in me is real faith does not have a time limit on it. You know, yet you just, you can't, I mean, Abraham waited 20 years for the promise to come to pass. Joseph was 13 years, long time in prison for something that he didn't do. Like you talked about David, I did a devotional on this, all the Psalms. And the thing that amazed me about Psalms the most was just how gut-level honest David was with God about how he felt. But he always came back to, but I trust you.
Yeah.
But I trust you. This is how I feel. And I think that's fine. This is how I feel. It's kind of like venting to a friend.
Yeah.
You know, this is how I feel, but I, this is what I know.
Yeah.
Yes.
I completely agree. Yeah. And I think with what you're saying about experience with God, it really has been me wrestling with God at different times that I've seen the evidence of who he is, of what the Bible says is true, of the character of God, learning that. And, you know, so many different times in my life that I've seen it. I've seen the evidence, and so I know deep down. So then when, you know, I have those questions and I'm not real happy with the way something went right now, it pulls me back into the arms of that loving Father. You don't always love what your parents do.
Right.
But if that love is consistent and unconditional, it's going to wrap you right back up in a safe place.
Yeah.
And that's where I always end up going again, back to the arms of the one who loves me most.
Yeah. It reminds me of Job.
Yes.
You know, we all know how we feel about Job.
But Aaron loves to talk about Job.
I do. I should try and limit it, but it's such a good, it's
you don't
so
have
good.
To. It really is, yeah.
But even with the friendship thing, even, I was just reading it recently again, and this never stood out to me till now, is he talks to his friends about what's happening first, and they give him terrible advice.
Yeah. Right.
And they're making him question, and it's just terrible. But when he goes to God with his doubt and his concern, God puts him in his place, but he does it in a loving way. I mean, he's telling him, you don't know, I know. But I thought it's so beautiful of a picture of Job tried to deal with it. And then he eventually goes to God, and he gets great wisdom, and I just thought it's such a great picture of all of this.
Does it feel like you're walking through a minefield of your kids' toys and chaos? Does looking at your daily schedule make you want to crawl back in bed and maybe try again tomorrow? Is your mind clouded by the pressures of an out-of-control to-do list?
Disorder in our homes, our schedules, and our minds can leave us overwhelmed and feeling like we're spinning our wheels. Sometimes living a simple life just seems impossible. I certainly know the feeling because we've all been there. Joyce experienced this in her life too. Then she learned how to apply practical biblical principles to overcome these stresses and anxieties.
That's why Joyce is sharing those simple principles in her book, The Joy of an Uncluttered Life. Now, you don't have to change everything all at once. This book gives you one simple idea for decluttering your life each day for 100 days. It's kind of like a little simplicity devotional. And all that decluttering leads to lasting peace.
The Joy of an Uncluttered Life is available right now for your gift of any amount at 1-800-727-9673 or visit us at joycemeyer.org to get your copy and start your journey toward a more peaceful and joyful life. Each section of this devotional gives a Bible verse to think about and a simple action step so you can start eliminating the clutter right away. Call us right now or visit joycemeyer.org with your gift of any amount.
Don't get bogged down by the physical and emotional messes in life. Society keeps telling us we need more stuff, but that will never fill the hole in our lives that is meant to be filled with God and His Holy Spirit. In this book, Joyce says we can complicate and clutter our lives by ignoring what is truly important to us, because she knows if we apply these principles, we'll experience a dramatic increase in peace, in joy, in our everyday lives. We want to get this book into your hands. It's available today for your gift of any amount by using the information on your screen. Give what you can, just do your best, and that gift will also make a difference around the world by helping to provide food, medical care, and so much more to people in need.
Learn how to simplify all the jumbled areas of life and get Joyce's book, The Joy of an Uncluttered Life, with your gift of any amount. Call us today at 1-800-727-9673 or visit joycemeyer.org now.
The 2024 Love Life Women's Conference in Tampa, Florida this fall is sold out. But no worries. You don't have to miss out on any of the exciting things in store. You can be part of every aspect of the event. The inspiration, the worship, the teaching, all the fun from the comfort of home. It's At Home with Joyce from the Love Life Women's Conference. Join us for this live online event. Register today at joycemeyer.org/lovelife.
I can't tell you how many days I wasted being unhappy because things weren't going my way. It was all, what about me, what about me? I was miserable, and I made everyone around me miserable too. In my book, What About Me, I want to help you get yourself off your mind and find a new level of satisfaction that you never thought possible. It's time to get out of your own way and discover the power of an unselfish life.
What About Me by Joyce Meyer. Order your copy today.
Hey friends, fun things are happening with Joyce's Talk It Out podcast, and we are ridiculously excited to tell you about it.
We love you so much, and the waiting for a new episode, it's just too hard.
It's too much, so we had a brilliant idea.
Let's get together more often.
Join us along with Joyce and our guests for a new episode every week.
We have a spot saved on the pink couch just for you every Tuesday starting September 3rd.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. We are so grateful to our Joyce Meyer Ministries partners who make this and all we do possible, including sharing God's word and offering help to people in need all over the world. This program has been made possible by the partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.